Welcome to Animals Today, your home for a serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Peter Spiegel. In 1771, James Somerset, a slave owned by an American named Charles Stewart, briefly escaped while they were together in England. He was captured, and plans to ship him off to Jamaica to be resold were begun. In what became the first and most famous English slavery legal case, Somerset's cause was taken up by Granville Sharp and a group of English citizens. They requested a writ of habeas corpus of the Chief Justice of the King's Bench, Lord Mansfield. In it, they claimed that there was no legal basis for the loss of personal liberty in being held a slave by another. In 1772, Mansfield indeed did grant the writ, though he predicted upheaval, to say the least. He stated, "Let justice be done, though the heavens may fall." Now, fast forward 241 years, and that very same legal idea is again being employed by way of three legal cases filed in New York State on behalf of four chimpanzees. Today, we are speaking with Michael Mountain to discuss the basis of these suits and what has transpired since they were filed. Later, we turn to hunting, and we will discuss the recent Time magazine article titled "America's Pest Problem: It's Time to Cull the Herd." I also have updates on Pam Anderson, puppy flipping, and more in the news. But now I'm pleased to welcome Michael Mountain, a good friend of the show. Michael originated the great blog Earth in Transition. Make sure to check that out. Recently, he has been offering his talents to the Non-Human Rights Project, which has finally unleashed not one but three lawsuits in New York State on behalf of chimpanzees. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, nice to be with you, Peter.
So I have already used what may be a strange term to some, non-human rights. What does non-human rights mean, and what is the Non-Human Rights Project?
Well, the first thing is to recognize that in legal terms, the only animals who have any rights at all are human animals. And so the point of the Non-Human Rights Project is to start to chip away, break through this legal wall that separates all humans from all non-humans. And to say that it really isn't a matter of what species you are as to what rights you should have, any more than it used to be a matter of what gender you are or what age group you are or anything like that. What your rights should depend on is your level of cognition, your self-awareness, your autonomy, how you think and feel and how you plan your life. And if a chimpanzee, for example, has the ability to plan her life and to think about what she wants to do tomorrow and next week, which they do, then she deserves certain legal rights. We're not talking about human rights here. We're just talking about specific rights relevant to who she is.
All right. So the Non-Human Rights Project, what's that?
So the project itself is basically what I'm outlining here, which is to actually break this legal wall of separation between all humans and all non-humans. And these are just the first three cases, in fact, of what will be a legal campaign that will go on for, you know, as many years, as it were, as it takes to put in place the kind of legal precedents all over the country that then really start to take hold. Just as, in fact, the Somerset case that you just described was just the first of many. I mean, that one happened in London, but it set off in the years that followed a similar series of habeas corpus petitions all the way up and down the newborn states that were the United States then, and in some cases the petitioners won their cases. That was mainly in the North, and in other cases, mainly in the South, they lost them, and this went on for 100 years until there was a civil war. Well, we're not expecting a civil war in this case, but you know, this is not all going to happen overnight. The fact that you win one petition in one state for one chimpanzee does not change the laws all across the nation or anything like that. So it is a longer campaign or project.
Okay, so you have filed the three lawsuits that you've mentioned. Would you please explain what they're about?
Yes. We're talking about four chimpanzees. Two of them are together in one laboratory, so they're one case. And that was in Suffolk County on Long Island in New York. And those were Hercules and Leo. And they are involved in what they call locomotion experiments, which are basically to try to figure out how Australopithecus hominids, you know, very early humans, well, a million or whatever years ago, learned to stand up. I have no idea what good this does for anybody, certainly not for the chimpanzees and not for any humans either that we know of, but it is just an experiment. Of the other two, there is Tommy, who spends his winters in a small cage in a big dark barn in a used trailer lot, and that is the way he lives his life. And Kiko, the other one who lives up in Niagara, in, wears a chain around his neck and is in a private home. And those are all the chimpanzees that we know about in New York, and we decided to make a clean sweep, basically, and just file suit on behalf of every chimpanzee we could find in the state.
And why New York State?
Well, every state has different laws and precedents and rules and regulations in relation to the common law. One thing to make clear is that we're not talking about legislation here. We're talking about what happens in the common law courtroom. And that is sometimes confusing to people because they say, you know, well, why don't you just, you know, pass a law about this? But that is not actually the way it's done in this case. There are lots of anti-cruelty laws. There are lots of anti-cruelty laws in the state of New York as well, but they don't cover anything like this. Otherwise, those chimpanzees wouldn't be in the condition they're in. But New York has particularly helpful precedents. It's one of the most progressive states in terms of habeas corpus, and one thing we particularly liked about it is that there is an automatic right of appeal if you lose the case. And we do expect to lose most of the cases that we file in the lower courts because it's going to be difficult for judges, certainly in the early days of this, to go out on a limb and make a ruling on their own where there are no precedents for anything like this. So we assume that most of the cases like this will be decided actually in the appeals court. And that's indeed what exactly where we're at the moment in terms of putting these first three cases through the courts.
Okay, so before we get to the current status, why don't you explain what exactly you're asking the judges to do, even in the lower, in the initial salvos?
Sure. We're asking for them to recognize, first of all, that each of these chimpanzees is what in legal terms is called a legal person, and that is not the same thing as being a human being. The term a legal person refers to any kind of entity that is recognized by the courts as having some kind of interest. And so, for example, corporations are legal persons because they can file suits and they can be sued and so on. Even ships, strangely enough, are legal persons. So we want Tommy, Kiko, Hercules, and Leo to be recognized as legal persons and then to be declared to have the right to the single right, just one right, which is the right to bodily liberty, so that they would be set free then by the judge and then released to a sanctuary where they will be able to live a life that's as close as possible to the way they would live if they were, you know, back in the wild in Africa.
Fascinating. I could see why you acknowledge this is going to have to go up the legal chain, and then understand why you've chosen New York State. What's the legal basis for the suits? What sort of arguments have been made? You alluded to self-awareness and cognitive abilities. Is that the core of the thinking?
That's the core of it. There are lots of legal arguments that are quite arcane and might put everybody to sleep as I start to list them all off. But the scientific ones are really the absolute core of it. And we say that just as humans of different kinds, you know, sometimes maybe children or older people or whatever, just as humans have a certain level of self-awareness and autonomy, meaning they can plan their lives themselves, and sophisticated cognition overall, and that is the basis on which certain rights are granted to humans, like if you're a human child with a certain level of self-awareness and autonomy, you have certain rights, but not other rights, like you can't go and vote and you can't drive a car.
Okay, Mike. Let me interrupt you there, Michael, and we're going to pick it up after the break. We're speaking with Michael Mountain about legal personhood and the Non-Human Rights Project.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website, again, is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Want to give one special gift to a runner, biker, golfer, or sailor, a pilot, car driver, or outdoor explorer. Give a Garmin and get thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin. Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com, Garmin.com.
Oh. All of them coming anonymously, so they leave no trail. Never thought I'd have an IRA from overseas, but somebody's enemy stationary filled with chimpanzees. Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps are swinging from a vine, some chimps in jackboots, some chimps that wish they could be my Sarsky and Hutch.
Hey, welcome back to Animals Today. We're talking to Michael Mountain with the Non-Human Rights Project, and we're discussing three atomic bomb lawsuits that have been filed in New York State. Michael, if you are asking the judges to rule and to think about the qualities of self-awareness or complex cognition, and chimpanzees, and not to think of the chimpanzees as a specific species, if they rule in your favor, what happens to the other highly intelligent animals in the state? What happens to the dolphins and whales and all the other primates?
Well, dolphins and whales and elephants are the other kinds of animals for whom there is scientific evidence that demonstrates that that level of self-awareness and autonomy. And the way we explain it to the judge is that we're only going where the scientific evidence exists. And in this case, for example, we brought in 11 affidavits from an international team of scientists. I mean, we had people who are experts in the world of chimpanzees from Japan, from Sweden, from the UK, from this country, and so on. So we say we just go where the evidence is, and the evidence only exists at the moment for those particular, you know, for the cetaceans, that's the dolphins and whales, for the elephants, and for all the great apes. So that's as far as we go. That's as far as we can go.
Got it. So what's the status of each of the suits right now?
Well, I can actually just tell you from the transcripts of two of the cases. In one of them, we don't have transcripts because there was no hearing. In the case of Hercules and Leo, the judge simply wrote, denied, the application is denied, basically, and that was that. The other two were really particularly interesting. In one case, in the case of Kiko, and that was in Niagara, the judge said, and I'll just read this if you like. He said, well, thank you for your argument, and I have to say your papers were excellent. However, I'm not prepared to make this leap of faith, and so I'm going to deny the request for a petition of the writ of habeas corpus. I think personally this is more of a legislative issue than a judicial issue, so at this point your request is denied. But it was specifically, he was saying, I can't make that leap of faith, and that's really what we were expecting and the best we could look for. And the other one said, this was in the case of Tommy, who's in the cage in the dark shed. He said, your impassioned representations to the court are quite impressive. The court will not entertain the application, will not recognize a chimpanzee as a human or as a person. And he goes on to say, good luck with your venture, meaning good luck as you go on to the appeals court. I'm sorry I can't sign the order, but I hope you continue. And as an animal lover, I appreciate your work. For a judge to put that on the record is really amazing.
Indeed. Okay, so, and then where are you now? What happens?
So now we go to appeal. And so there's going to be some, you know, downtime once we file the appeal. The appeal has to be filed within, I think it's 10 days of the actual cases. So we're just racing to get the appeal filed. And then we'll just wait until the three district courts that relate to these three cases come back to us, which could be possibly very soon since it's a habeas corpus petition, but most likely we're going to be looking at 6 to 9 months before anything happens now. And depending on what happens at the appellate court, they may decide to push it up to the highest court in New York, which is the New York Court of Appeals, who may or may not decide to take the case, you know, just sort of like the Supreme Court does in federal cases.
Is there any mechanism to protect these four animals while this is happening, or this just has to play out?
This really just has to play out, and that's really the point of it. And when people say to us, as they do sometimes, well, you know, why are you going this route? Why are you looking for legal rights? Why not just, you know, take advantage of cruelty laws and so on? There are no cruelty laws that that actually cover anything like this. What is being done to these chimpanzees is entirely legal. So that's the way it's going to be.
The press coverage has been impressive. New York Times article, Wired, CNN, Science, The Guardian, and many more. What's your reaction to the attention these cases have brought?
I'm quite stunned. And I say this not because I'm involved in this, because I've been involved in lots of things to do with animal protection over, 25 years. But this case has received more attention, not just in this country, but worldwide, more than anything else I've ever seen in the entire history of animal protection. And what I take from that is that this has somehow struck a chord with people just generally, and that people are actually interested in looking into the whole question of whether humans are the only animals who should have any kind of legal rights at all. This thing has just really taken off. I mean, I was, been on the phone from everywhere, from New Zealand to Ireland to Italy to a Voice of Russia even did two pieces on this with me. It's really quite extraordinary.
Do you find people object to the analogy of human slavery when discussing the plight of non-human animals? I mean,
in some cases, yes.
Yeah.
And I kind of understand that, but this isn't putting anything or anybody down in any way. It's just saying that, we have, you can make the same case in relation to women and children. I mean, women were considered the property of men probably through most of human history. And so we're just talking about extending the whole concept of who has legal rights through all the different kinds of humans that we all are into all the other kinds of animals whom we are too.
What do groups like the Human Rights Campaign or Amnesty International have to say about non-human rights project?
They, to the best of my knowledge, they haven't said anything specifically about this project. What we have heard from some of the people who are working for rights for unborn babies, for example, and in some cases they are disturbed by this, and I'm not quite sure why, because I think actually that, as Abraham Lincoln said, is that when you give freedom to the slave he was talking about, or to any other kind of human, as he was saying, you actually protect the freedoms of all of us. I think what we're doing is exactly to the benefit of people who are talking about unborn babies and what their rights are.
Michael, in the last few seconds we have, is there anything individuals can do to support this process?
Well, certainly one thing is that, we are a very small organization, largely volunteer and mostly just, legal experts and attorneys. We can only file the number of suits and cases that we can actually afford, and so any help on that front is very helpful, and that's over at the nonhumanrights.org website. Anybody going over to nonhumanrights.org, please do, send in a donation for this or anything like that would be really, really helpful.
That's great. Thanks, Michael.
A pleasure. Thanks so much.
After the break, we're talking hunting. Stick around.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every flooring, every store, across downtown. Lumber Liquidators in the Pierre Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Prefinished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Give a garden.
You want to give one special gift to a runner, biker, golfer, or sailor, a pilot, car driver, or outdoor explorer. Give a Garmin and get thank you.
Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com. Garmin.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon. So call now. 1-800-569-4918. That's 1-800-569-4918. 1-800-569-4918.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Peter Spiegel, and earlier this month, there was an article published in Time titled, America's Pest Problem, It's Time to Call the Herd. And this has been met with quite a lot of heated discussion. So to try to figure out what they're trying to say here and get the reaction to it, we are pleased to welcome Peter Muller. He is the Vice President, Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting, which is a committee that we follow closely around here. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
So I'm wondering if you could encapsulate what the Time article was trying to say and then explain your basic, I presume, disagreements with it.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to. First of all, the article sort of a mix. I'll describe it and at the same time criticize it. I guess it's a very simplistic article. It's written almost on a very basic level. It says if there are 150 deer in the region and you want to reduce them, if you shoot out 42, you only have 108 left. I mean, that's second-grade arithmetic. And this is sort of the level the entire article is on, very simplistic, very basic, and it doesn't consider the biological impact of reproduction, of deer reproduction. Shooting out deer is not like taking marbles out of a box, because deer are alive and they reproduce. The reproduction is affected by the number of deer present in the habitat. So it's an interrelationship that they totally missed, and the author totally didn't understand or delve even a little further into it. If you'd like me to go into the how the deer reproduction biology works in an area where deer being shot out, I'd be happy to do this for a few minutes.
Okay. If time permits, I would like to ask you about that, but I just wanted to see if you could expand a little bit upon the basis for the article. The author is trying to make an argument for hunting, for shooting animals that we interact with in our suburban communities.
Yes, his point is that there are some areas where there's an overpopulation of deer, which is detrimental to the farming community and also to the garden growers, because these overpopulating deer will eat the tulips and may eat the corn of farmers. And therefore, he says the deer population has to be reduced, and the way to do it is by shooting them. And it's just a handout, almost. It's like a little handout paper from the hunting community. It has no scientific fact. In fact, the science is all on the other side. The science would say that if you shoot out deer in a habitat, normally, just to very basic points, a habitat where a deer herd is located has a carrying capacity. That is, it's a limit as to how many deer can be in that habitat. Now, if the deer herd exceeds that, there are certain things that kick in during the rut, which is their reproductive season, that will lower the deer herd numbers. The female deer, the does, their biology will change. The males also, but not as dramatically as the does. The does will undergo changes. They'll go into estrus much less frequently if there's a shortage of grouse, which is food. They will not be likely to have twins and triplets. They'll mostly have single birth if they do get impregnated during the rut. And yearling does will not go into estrus at all. And if there's an abundance of food, then nature says, we have plenty of browse in this neighborhood, in this habitat, so let's make more deer. And the opposite kicks in. Deer will go into estrus 4 or 5 times during the rut. The doe will go into estrus 4 or 5 times during the rut. They'll be much more likely to have twins and triplets. Yearling does will go into estrus, and so on. All these signals will tell the doe's mechanism or set up reproductive, the natural inclination of the reproductive system to increase or decrease the herd. And so that's, if you decrease the population, then actually you will produce more fawns in the following spring.
Yes, so the simple arithmetic obviously doesn't hold here. Peter, is there in the wild an overpopulation problem of deer in the U.S.?
In the wild, if you mean around human habitat, which is just about any place, in an area that's totally in the wild, there's some areas where there's almost no human interference. There's actually not, because the deer pretty much take care of themselves. The habitat manages itself, or the deer herd manages itself to adjust to the carrying capacity of the habitat, and there's no overpopulation. Yeah. However, wherever there's hunting, because we artificially reduce the number of deer, let's say there's a deer herd of 200 deer, and they're born at 50-50 ratios. So if that herd has never been hunted, it would be 100 bucks and 100 does. If we now go in and shoot out half the bucks and reduce the deer herd to 150 by removing 50 bucks, what happens is actually we're increasing the food or the browse for the remainders, for the remaining herd, which in turn kicks in the overpopulation biology for the deer. And so in the spring, they're going to have a lot of triplets, a lot of twins. Everybody, all the does will be pregnant. And the deer herd, by the next fall, there'll be more than 200 animals. There'll be probably closer to 225 or 250. We again go in and shoot out half the bucks. It'll keep exploding. And so the deer population, there are areas now where there is an excess of deer population due to hunting. Hunting is not the cure.
That's incredible.
Population.
You know, there was mention also about this practice of bow hunting, which we find particularly insane.
Right.
Can you briefly comment about bow hunting and its effect on the animals?
Bow hunting is frequently mentioned as a method of culling, so-called culling. Culling is just another name for killing. And the rationale is that it's silent, doesn't make that much noise, and it's at short distances and rifles. Now, the problem with bow hunting is it's very inaccurate. According to the Department of Natural Resources of most states, Michigan and New York and Ohio, whatever state you want to pick, the tripling rate, that is a deer being shot and not recovered, just injured, is about 50%.
Yeah.
So it's around 50% tripling rate. So half the deer that are shot are injured, and then they die a slow death of infections because of the injury that can be treated in the wild. And so it's a very inhumane, cruel, and ineffective way of hunting that should be totally abolished. I mean, first, bow hunting should be abolished. And of course, we believe all forms of hunting should be abolished.
Do you think hunting is on the increase or declining in the U.S.?
It's declining. All the statistics that we have show that it's declining. There are some people who, for some reason, keep saying that it's rebounding. It's not. There was a publication out by the several agencies of the United States government, including the Fish and Game Department of the United States, which showed an increase. But if you look at their methodology of statistics, they publish every 5 years their publication. And the latest release is for the year 2011. And they changed the statistical methodology since the previous one of 2006. What they said is they couldn't find enough hunters in their normal procedures, so they changed the procedure to survey more in areas, in counties where there is a higher sale of licenses, hunting licenses. Which obviously is only data.
Right. Okay, well, we'll have to thank you there, Peter Mueller from Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting. We appreciate your insights about this article and deer.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Stick around. I got some news items for you. You're listening to Animals Today.
Yes, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear.
This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
This holiday season, remember, easy for you. A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hey, Lori.
Hi, Peter.
You know who Sam Simon is? He is the co-creator of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
One of your favorite shows, and one of mine too. And he, fortunately, was diagnosed with cancer recently, and has been sprinkling his many millions around in all these causes recently. And one of them he's taken up is the Canadian seal hunt.
Fantastic.
And he's teamed up with none other than Pam Anderson, one of my favorites from my youth, and they have offered $1 million sort of to buy out the seal hunt industry. And so they went up there, they did sort of a public ambush, and didn't really get so far. But it's interesting that they are trying to do this. There is precedent for ending cruel industries in other parts of the world through money, and you've got people utilizing the natural resources and killing animals. They're barely making enough to survive. You could move them into other industries. So hopefully that's going to happen in this case. But $1 million is not going to be enough.
It's not enough, right? It's so ingrained, the seal hunt. It needs a lot more than
that. It is ingrained. There's a lot of culture thing. It needs more money. But what would happen with $10 or $20 million? You probably could do that, too.
Yeah.
Fisheries representative advocate, he said, please leave us alone. Take your insane group and go away. And he also continues, all of this is a media event, a stunt to provide a YouTube moment for fundraising for animal rights. That's all it is. And it's hard to argue with him.
That's good. It brings awareness to what's going on.
That's the way it is these days.
Too bad. Too bad.
So the pressure will continue. More news from the incredible Los Angeles City Council, which really is at the vanguard of protecting animals these days.
Yeah,
and we've talked about them. We're very proud and amazed at what they come up with almost every month.
Yeah, we've had Paul Kretz on a few times. He's led the way in a few areas there.
And he's at it again because now he wants to raise the limit of cats you're allowed to have in your household.
Okay.
Right, house cats from 3 to 5.
So it was 3. That's the maximum amount of cats you can have.
Yes.
And now he's raising it to 5.
5. And he chooses 5 on because he thinks people can handle 5, and that if you already have 3 cats, you know how to take care of them, and adding 2 more is pretty easy. You're already outfitted for it. You know how to do it, and that could really get a lot of these cats out of the shelters.
Agreed. Agreed.
So thank you to Paul and to L.A. City Council. All sorts of interesting ideas coming out of them. You'll love this story. In Naples, Florida, their new zoo, not their new zoo, the zoo has a new giant anteater and other imported animals that they are pushing as part of their new wildlife experience for guests. So that now no mention is made how they acquired these animals, including anteater, tamarins, and Patagonian cavies, these large rodents. But they're there for your viewing pleasure, thanks to the generous support of the Martin Foundation.
So, zoos will just never die away, will they?
You know, they do try to make an argument that there is some kind of conservation connection here.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Do you believe that? Mark Beckoff think it's bogus.
I do think it's bogus.
Probably is. But that's the current sort of PR camp, PR technique.
Well, the two techniques are the education and conservation, which is so bogus both areas, too.
Yeah. Okay. A case of puppy, puppy flipping.
Puppy flipping?
Puppy flipping.
Oh, don't tell me.
No, it's not. Well, it doesn't involve launching your dog in the air.
Okay.
But You can apparently acquire dogs cheap online through Craigslist, even though they're not supposed to be advertised there. But you can adopt dogs for nominal fees. And a woman in South Buffalo was recently arrested when the SPCA found out that she was acquiring these dogs and then selling them as frou-frou dogs to people. And the dogs obviously were very sick and dying. And ultimately, she faced the judge in this situation. And apparently, this is just one story, that this is becoming a very popular phenomenon, to acquire dogs on the cheap and try to resell them at inflated prices. And it's just another variation. This particular woman didn't sound so brilliant.
McDonald's dollar menu.
Animals Today Radio, animalstodayradio.com. This is what you're listening to. We have been on the air for approximately 5 years now. Congratulations, Lori.
Yeah, it's a nice long haul there.
Long haul.
We're going to keep going.
We are going to keep going. We are supported in large part by Advancing the Interests of Animals.
At AIAnimals.org.
AIAnimals.org.
Right. That's the nonprofit organization sponsoring this show. And we couldn't do it without donations. So if you like what you hear, you like the show, you like what our mission is, promoting, educating, encouraging respect and compassion for any living being that's out there, so please support us, AIAnimals.org. We need your help.
We do need your help. And keep in mind that this show is unique. We are an advocacy show, and we help every other group that's out there. So whether you are a lawyer or a whale protector, or you've got a little rescue, or you're an author, we are here to help you put your message out. And that's our job in this universe. So check out AIAnimals.org. Send us a couple of bucks. This is Dr. Peter Spiegel encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
Radio News. I'm Walter Levin. Three U.S. aircrafts came under fire from unidentified forces on Saturday while trying to evacuate Americans from a spiraling conflict in South Sudan. The U.S. military said four of its members were wounded in the attacks. At least 2 million shoppers who used bank debit cards at Target stores during its recent data breach are facing lower limits on how much cash they can take out of teller machines and spend at the stores. J.P. Morgan Chase said on Saturday it is notifying customers who use Chase brand debit cards at Target from November 27 through December 15 that they are now limited to $100 a day of cash withdrawals and $300 a day purchases with their cards. The new limit affects roughly 2 million accounts, or 10% of Chase debit cards, according to a spokeswoman for Chase. the consumer banking business of J.P. Morgan, the biggest U.S. bank by assets. This is IRN USA News.
You probably knew that Thomas Edison gave us the first commercial light bulb. But did you know he invented alkaline batteries and an electric train? Edison said, if we all did the things we're capable of, we would astound ourselves. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost two decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com. This is more than a home business. At MaxAchieve, we want to help you experience more success in all areas of your life. To find out how you could astound yourself, go to MaxAchieve.com. That's MaxAchieve.com. Or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
The dollar fell from a five-year high against the yen on Friday as investors consolidated gains this week and parred positions back ahead of the holidays. But the strong trend for the U.S. currency remained intact going into next year. Upbeat U.S. economic growth data for the third quarter shows revised growth of 4.1%, reinforced by the Federal Reserve's decision to start paring back its monetary stimulus and push the dollars to five-year peaks versus the yen earlier. The African Union called on Saturday for an immediate ceasefire in South Sudan, where UN staff officials say hundreds of people have been killed in nearly a week of fighting. In a statement, it described the killing of a UN peacekeeper and civilians at a UN camp as a war crime. Fighting that began on Saturday in the capital has swiftly spread to other parts of the country, fueled by the ethnic divisions between main and tribal groups. The United Nations has said that about 2,000 ethnic youths overran a UN base on Thursday, killing two Indian peacekeepers and at least 11 civilians. This is IRN USA News.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances, plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% offer valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combinable with deferred financing.
Edward Snowden has made a case to Brazil for asylum. More now from correspondent Hope Duggar.
In an open letter to the Brazilian people, Snowden said he would like to assist in a congressional probe into the NSA spying program, which monitor the personal communications of President Dilma Rousseff and other Brazilians. The letter said, quote, I have expressed my willingness to assist wherever appropriate and lawful, but unfortunately, the United States government has worked very hard to limit my ability to do so. Snowden is living in Russia under temporary asylum that is due to expire in August. He had previously requested asylum in Brazil, but that request remains unanswered. While he stopped short of asking again in the letter, he suggested that any collaboration with Brazilian authorities would depend on it. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
There have been health care changes to Obamacare. More now from White House correspondent Connie Lawn.